Miami Valley Music Cast, Episode 6.
We have intercepted a signal from an alien source. It has been given code name Earth Blue.
This is John from Earth Blue.
Greetings, Internet. This is Steck from Earth Blue.
What's up, Internet? This is Adam from Earth Blue, and you're listening to Rich Palmer.
Rich Palmer, the awesome Rich Palmer on the Miami Valley Music Cast.
Hey everybody, how you doing today? This is episode 6 of the Miami Valley Music Cast. I'm your host, Rich Palmer. We're going to have a great time today. This is, of course, a show where I feature music from artists all around Southwest Ohio. If they perform here, I'm probably going to ask them to be on the show. We're featuring music today from the band Earth Blue, and the interviews are just great. Stick around, here's some music.
Well, the bright lights in the big city. If I play this right, I'll be sitting pretty. Well, I ain't going down till the sun comes up. I'm gonna paint the town, I'm gonna press my love. When the sun goes setting on high, everything seems to come alive. When the sun goes setting on high, when the sun goes setting on high. Driving in my car, checking out the scene. Getting kind of pumped, make it shake your thing. I got my mojo here, I can't wait to use. And if it goes as planned, I give a groove on you. When the sun goes setting on high, everyone is waiting for you. When the sun goes setting on high, say it out now, you wanna get on down when you hear the drum hit the band.
And that was the song Vine Street by Earth Blue. Now imagine what happens when you're perusing the internet and you're looking for certain types of bands and you find a website called earthblue.net. And on the front page of the site, they say the origins of the band are at this time unknown. Please assume the members are not from this world and wield high-voltage rock and roll. Now, if you're hosting a show like the Miami Valley Music Cast, you obviously want to get in there and find out what these guys are all about. So I go in and I discover a little bit more about the site, and of course it says, our research shows the latest sightings of Earth Blue have been centered in and around the beautiful Ohio city of Dayton. Ah, bingo! Miami Valley Music Cast material. So I look these guys up, I get an opportunity to talk to them, and we have just the best time talking in our interview. Now, the strange thing is, we talk for about a half an hour, I've got some quality material, and suddenly the machine goes belly up. Wouldn't you know? So what we're going to do is we're going to resume the interview from the point where we discovered that we had a problem, and we just decided to try it again. This is Earth Blue on the Miami Valley Music Cast.
Source file located. Please identify further files as accessible at www.earthblue.net.
Okay, we're recording again. Well, alrighty. let's see what we can do here to recreate some of this great conversation. Take two.
I just wanted to give a shout out to the internet first.
Yeah, let's see.
Are we starting over?
I got that in my show notes. Yeah, we're going to have to get some of this over again.
Right.
Oh, how do you get the natural part of that back again? Oh,
yeah,
my
right.
God.
It's right here, man.
Okay.
Okay,
well, let's see. This is Rich Palmer, and I'm talking to Adam, Steck, and John of the band Earth Blue.
What's up?
What up? Shout out.
Internet.
Yeah, we were talking about the internet and what a great thing it was to bring you guys together. Tell me about that.
That's right, man. The internet's there for you all the time. It's like that security blanket that you need at night. And we try to hook it up at earthblue.net and bring everyone the latest happenings and all the rumors that are and are not true about the greatest band that's in this room.
Around this phone.
Named
our
Earth,
phone, not your phone.
On this internet area.
None better on the speakerphone than Earth Blue.
As Earth Blue.
Did you guys actually meet through some kind of internet posting, or did you put ads out, or what was going on?
Like we said, man, we all felt the same groove and just kind of got together. Literally, honestly, we just kind of ran into each other, bumping heads. It's almost like somebody put something out there for us to get together.
I was having these nightmares that something horrible was about to happen, and then the next day I met Steck, and I was like, oh, my God. And we just felt this connection, and then all of a sudden John came into our lives straight out of Texas.
We was like, we need some Texas flavor to this band, and then next thing you know, there's John. It's almost like we put out our antennas and just connected.
Earth Blue was born kicking and screaming.
Man, we were talking a little bit about your influences, and we got into a really great conversation. And for anybody listening to this right now, this is actually hilarious because we're trying to recreate an interview that we've already had.
It was like the greatest interview that you would have had the greatest orgasmic pleasures ever. Listening to that interview.
Don said, I've got it. This is the answer to everything. And you're like, oh, man, this thing's broken.
and then the face hit him in the head, and he forgot what it was.
You know, I'm recording this on a Windows machine.
God bless Bill Gates.
Windows, WINDOZE machine. And it done took a crapper on me. That's too bad.
I wish I got paid billions of dollars for making something that works only 80% of the time.
Well, you know, that's job security. It breaks, you go buy a new one. So,
and
you know,
you're completely correct.
Disposable.
You just got more in the weather, man.
Disposable. I'm glad they don't make my bass like that. I talked to Steck about his influences, and we talked about Eric Johnson and who else did we talk about? Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix is everybody, of course.
Yeah, I mean,
like I said, when I was out on the road with his other band, and we were opening for George Clinton, and talking to old Diaper Man and the P-Funk band, and he was mentioning some of them older cats like Curtis Mayfield and Al McKay and, you know, all them guys, and Steve Cropper, and just kind of went back and listened to that stuff and really got a whole new influence on guitar. You know, growing up in the 80s, all you really learned to play was the real fast, high-pitched, whatever, but then when you can sit back and listen to other things, and you kind of learn a lot. And like I said earlier, you know, the playing is playing, but you can learn a lot just from listening as well.
Man, that's the truth. Now, when you're writing songs, do you ever consciously say to yourself, wow, I want to make this sound so I sound a little bit like this guy, or I want to take that influence and sound that way, or do you just kind of, you do what comes forth?
You know, that it never happens like that. I never go, I'm going to do something that sounds kind of Hendrix-y. I never say I'm going to do something that sounds kind of rocky. I just kind of let the... if there's a music spirit out there, then that kind of puts me in my way. A lot of times, you know, I think when I write songs, they kind of sound like Tom Petty. But then when we all get together and put it together as a band, it just makes it a whole lot different. It gives it the whole Earth Blue flavor, if you will.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can have a really tight, you know, influence sound in your guitar work, and the drummer throws out some kind of, you know, Adam throws something at you that's just completely out of that vein. Man, that's going to create a whole new, you know.
That's exactly how it is.
And yeah. It's usually painful.
Yeah. Just doing that tonight, we was working on a little thing that we call a spam jam.
Spam jam.
And one thing that we do, too, is, you know, Adam's a drummer. And what we do is we sit down and say, all right, Adam, pick a letter from A to G. And he kind of calls it out. And then we go, you want that major or minor? And then he calls it out. This is what we do just to jam around here to warm up for rehearsal. And then we pick a time signature and just kind of go at it and see where we go with it.
Oh, man, that is great.
It's called Spam Jam that changes in and out of time signatures probably five times, huh?
Yeah, we don't cater to the fans. I think we try to mess with their heads as much as possible, you know. I mean, like Bob Dylan said, you know, let the freaks figure it out, man. So we just try to mess our songs up as much as possible. That's the other great thing about the band is, I mean, even myself as a drummer, if you can believe that, I do write some songs.
Yeah, he does.
And he's a musician in addition to being a drummer.
They're not posted yet, but they will be.
That's right. And I mean, that's the great thing is I can bring my crap, and, you know, as together as collectively, we can polish the crap, and it turns into something beautiful.
Multi-colonic.
And it's not a turd. It's something beautiful that is Earth Blue, and that's really the spirit, I think, of what this band is about.
Man, that was a great deja vu.
Seemed like somebody had said that once.
That was fantastic. Oh, my God. Well, you know, when you bring all that together, though, and you try out all these riffs and time signatures and changes... I'm thinking about John here as a bass player. Man, that is just like paradise for a bass player.
Great.
You know?
We try to cater to him so he won't, like, move away or something.
Yeah. Well, you got to feed him, too, though. You know?
Yeah,
I mean,
we definitely do.
I've been reading The Care and Feeding of Bass Players.
For dummies.
That's kind of redundant.
How to make $1 million on the internet while feeding and caring for your bass player for dummies.
Yeah.
.com. That's right.
Buy that, everybody. Yeah.
That's excellent. Oh, my God. So you guys, about how many tunes do you have out that we can actually find and listen to out there? You got things?
Out there, you know. What,
on the internet, that is.
Yeah, on the internet.
On the internet, out there on the internet, we've got the ones that are posted. We've got the four songs. Also, if you go to our website, earthblue.net, and get signed up to the... what's it called? The mailing list.
Yeah.
If you get put on a mailing list, you will get messages back that we kind of have some hidden links on there. We're trying to give to the people our rawest material, if you will. We record every rehearsal that we have, and thank God to Al Gore and the internet, we got hidden links on our website where you can click on them and actually go listen to us raw, mistakes and all, or me hollering out chord changes, or Adam hollering out time changes, or... What have you?
Be hollering out, I want a beer. There's a lot of beer involved, and it's very naked, but, I mean, we still, we're going to try to post only the tastiest snippets.
Well, that's the nice thing about this whole audio thing. It can be a PG show, and nobody'd even know, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Okay, so we can find the loyal fans. You pay an extra bonus to the loyal fans who sign up for the mailing list.
Yes, we do.
Very cool.
The mailing list today. Added at no additional cost is exclusive audio transmission.
Exclusive. you have your mailing list. Do you also tell people about upcoming shows and, you know?
They will know all the latest news, rumors, yeah, and
recipe of the week and that kind of thing.
That we're thinking of and favorite colors before anyone else does.
Excellent.
But still, these audio transmissions, those are exclusive.
Very cool.
Unless someone's going around the site and click on every little tiny pixel, you know, you can find it then.
I did find out there's some nice little hidden things. Thank you, Adam.
There you go.
That's kind of cool. Kind of cool. Where are you guys going to be next? How can we find you out in the clubs?
You know, this is the thing. You know, good old Jags kind of kept us busy for a while there.
Yeah.
Picked up a pretty good fan base, but they shut down and turned into a naked bar or something. I don't know.
It was a sports bar.
But
it's a naked sports bar.
What happened was we kind of got off of what we really wanted to do to promote our music and got into trying to record it and getting it down and trying to get that live feel down on disc, if you will. We're working on it right now. I think the next thing we have is we had a request on November 5th to go play for some guy somewhere, so we don't really know.
It will be on the
website.
Probably on this planet.
Yeah. The trouble is, like I said, you know, you gotta cater to the bar owners around here. You can't just show up and say, well, in our opinion, you can't show up and say, hey, we're a band, we want to play at your club, and it doesn't work. But if we let them know that what our show's about, we try to get people there that like to drink and like to have a good time, and we'll spend the money to drink, and the bar owner's happy, and then, of course, we're happy because we're spreading the word on what we like to spread. So.
But we're not advocating alcoholism here,
no,
Internet. I just want you to know that, Internet. Because, I mean, bars sell other stuff. They sell
food and whiskey. Whiskey.
Yeah, no,
that's alcohol.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it really? And yeah, some of the nicer ones, they'll sell shirts. I
mean, yeah, some of them do. Yeah.
What about wine?
Yeah.
No, that's alcohol still, buddy.
Beer?
Yeah, that sounds all bad.
Crap.
The funny thing is, Steck doesn't drink a drop.
Hey, I drink. I'm 115 days sober, but not in a row.
You're just kid tallying them on as you go. Hey, there's another one. Woohoo! Mark that down. Somebody get that on the calendar. So when you said you got to play in the cover tunes in some of the bars, so you told me earlier you're kind of making some of these tunes your own. Give me an idea of how you come up with a tune you're going to play. What brings a tune to mind?
I don't know. We just kind of say, hey, how about this song? Sometimes we'll go, hey, everybody's doing this song, but we want to do it different.
Yeah.
One of the biggest things that we say when we get into changing the song, you know, like we said earlier, Pink Floyd can only play their songs as good as they can play it. We're not going to do anything near what Pink Floyd can possibly do, so we kind of give our... And everybody's heard Pink Floyd's version, and I kind of like to listen to everybody else's version. So we try to make our own so that people, you know, just keep it interesting, I guess. Kind of like, you know, Bob Dylan did with what Adam was saying earlier. Bob Dylan, or Jimi Hendrix did with all the Bob Dylan songs.
Yeah, you find a great song and you make it better.
Or different.
Well, better, I think. You know, I mean.
But you're not biased.
Right? I'm not trying to say that I'm better than anyone else, but I am.
Well, you can. It's your show. I mean, you guys are the act today, so, I mean, you can say that if you want.
You're the best ones on that stage while we are performing.
That's right. That's, we are talking with Earth Blue on the Miami Valley Music Cast. As you can tell, we had a pretty good time with this conversation. It's just a shame that we have hidden or lost files now. Maybe those will show up out in the ether somewhere. We can retrieve those in just a little while. We'll be back with Earth Blue, some music, and some more interviews right after this on the Miami Valley Music Cast.
This is Tony Stidler Dennison. If you're a blues fan and wondering, like Shamika Copeland, who stole your radio, I got it back. It's the Roadhouse Podcast, an hour-long weekly podcast of the finest blues you've never heard.
Might be the fat man with his big cigar, riding around L.A. in his new Jaguar, making lists, telling you what to play, sing 10 songs every night and day.
That's the Roadhouse Podcast, new every week at roadhousepodcast.com or feeds.feedburner.com/roadhouse. I got your blues radio back.
Who stole my radio? I want to know. I want to know.
It's almost better than beans, eggs, and spam. It's the Miami Valley Music Cast.
Talked about Highway 50. I want to get back to that because we lost that part of the interview, and that song has a special place in my heart. I mean, you know, I've driven that road so many times down there, and so I'm listening to you guys sing a song about Highway 50, and I'm going, oh, that's kind of catchy. I drive on Highway 50. I wonder what they're singing about. And then you start singing about Whitey's Liquor Store, and it just cracked me up. So do you know where Whitey's Liquor Store is? Yep, right there.
Didn't notice the ATM machine in front of it, didn't you?
You know, I never did notice the ATM.
I don't know why I thought that was such an odd thing. I guess people got to get money somehow.
Well, that's true. Well, you got to stop and pick up your packaged liquor. If you don't have the cash, you get it at the ATM. Make sure you get an extra $200 or $300 so you can go on down the road and spend it on the riverboat.
True.
And then make sure that you catch the the all-night choke and puke there at the Marathon station for something to eat about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Sounds like you've been there once or twice.
They got it going on down there.
Yeah, sounds like it. Sure. Yeah,
for sure.
Going on.
Kind of interesting thing about Highway 50, because I told you earlier that I used to drive that route every day into Indiana for work. And actually, Adam's got relatives that live right by a Highway 50 sign, or right off of Highway 50.
My best friend growing up lives on Highway 50 in Ohio here, though. And my wife's parents still live on Highway 50 right now.
And there's no such thing as a coincidence. It's part of that celestial whatever you're talking about.
Yeah, what did we say that was? A celestial collective of, I don't know, we'll dream something up later.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. And I like your whole website theme on the bringing together of all those, I don't know, it's kind of outer space kind of thing. You're not kind of rooted in any kind of style or anything, are you?
We don't feel that we are. I mean, I'm sure somebody may be able to put us somewhere, but, you know, when we all got together, Adam had his thing going.
Well, I think the best way to talk about that is when we were trying to figure out, I mean, you have this awesome beast that is a band doing the quote things with my hand here.
But you can't see through the internet.
And what do you call this band so people can refer to it and, you know, you have to name it like a child because it is your child. And we came up with a great Hendrix song, Earth Blues, and we thought, we'll go with that, Earth Blues. So we tried that for a while, but then people tried to pin us down. The man tried to pin us down and tell us that we were a blues band. But we did not want that. We wanted to be as free to do whatever we wanted, any form that we wanted. So we just took the S off, and we thought Earth Blue. Well, that's beautiful, because, I mean, three out of three of us are from not this planet, you know. So, I mean, that really helps that out a lot, and it frees us up to do whatever style. What we usually say, what, we're a funky rock blues jam band. I mean,
we're open
to anything.
Yeah, we've got reggae mixes and rock mixes. We got just about everything. Yeah, a little bit of country, too.
Yeah, yeah, and that whole Americana thing
country
going on.
Flavor, Lynyrd Skynyrd type style, yeah. but we only touch that every now and then.
We've had flute players jam with us. We've had people rap with us.
We had keyboard players. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, that was a good time.
Remember that day?
Yeah, back we had a day. And that's just it, too, is we feel that, you know, everybody's in our band. We may lay down the groove and lay down the beats, but we feel the audience is in our band as well as us. So if they're having a good time and they want to sing along, feel free.
Well, that's the whole point in the music. I mean, we give it to them. They give us something back. It's feedback. It completes a cycle. That's what makes us all move.
Yep.
We've had shows where there's more people on the stage than there is off the stage,
that's certainly true.
And come up at the end,
and it's not just us. I mean, there's other people. You know, yeah, it's great.
I've had shows like that.
Yeah,
heard the crickets chirping between songs.
Right, and they get up on stage and jam.
Absolutely.
And we've also opened for heavy metal, hard rock bands, all the way down to tribute bands and
bluegrass.
We've opened up for just about everybody, but that's just it with our style. Is it fits, and nobody really thinks wrong of what. Don't think that what we're doing, you know, doesn't fit. It always fits no matter where we play.
Yeah, I think I heard an interview with Ozzy not too long ago, and the parts that I could understand from what he was saying, he was talking about how back in his day, you know, you'd find a lot of diverse bands that Black Sabbath could play a show with, say, Styx, and that would be okay. But now today, it's not as much like that. You have, like, your metal festival and Ozfest, and you have your jam band festival, and you have your hip-hop festival, and the camps are more divided, and we want to bring that together, man. It's the music festival. Yeah, that's we want to have music festival.
That happens here locally, too, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, exactly.
It's,
but the thing is, it's pretty underground, too. You know, it's mostly the musicians know about it, and then the musicians' fans know about it, but it's a matter of getting everybody in Dayton to go, hey, what the heck's going on down there in downtown Dayton or wherever.
We find you online at
earthblue.net.
Not .com, .net.
.net.
.com is out. That's 90s. Today is all .net.
I like it. And you have a MySpace link?
Yeah, that's right.
We have the MySpace thing. You can get on there and be our friend if you want, man. Come be our friend.
Won't everybody just be your friend?
You be my friend.
I actually found your music on there first.
Oh, great.
And you guys said you were defining yourself earlier, which, you know, you truly haven't defined yourself yet, but you gave me some ideas. And,
and I don't think we know.
Yeah, I mean,
that's just it.
Man, don't put yourself in a pocket, but you said something about jam, funk, blues, rock band thing. I said, well, you know, you pretty much matched the keywords I put into Google, and there you were. So
that's, that's all right. It worked.
I think I added Ohio on there somewhere. I don't know. But
I think we're number one on Ask Jeeves if you ask what is an Earth Blue. Yeah.
No kidding.
We're number
Jeeves
one.
Jeeves is a friggin' genius.
Jeeves was looking out for you guys.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, that guy's smart.
Basically, if we want to find out where you're playing next, we better get on your mailing list or check your website regularly.
Got to come to the mailing list. Yeah. Get on the mailing list, and you have to check the website. Yes,
well,
sir.
That's right. Turn on your computers. Don't go outside.
Do not go outside. There's nothing out there. Unless you're coming to see the show, then you can come outside. But then you got to go inside to see us, unless we're playing an outside club.
Okay, wait a minute. I got to write a map down here because I'm getting confused.
Put a map on the wheel.
Yeah, put a map on this logic here so I can figure it out.
Right.
All right, because I am a bass player, so I can't, you know, I don't follow you real quick.
Oh, man, I'll talk slower.
We got to do that for John.
Yeah.
True, you know, my brother.
I feel for you, John, man. I know how it goes. I know how it goes. Hey, John, tell me about your basses. You're playing a G&L and a Spectre. Is that right?
Yeah, because I need that extra strength.
Yeah.
But I do have a G&L that I play on occasion. It's a little easier for slapping. L2000.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So that's great recording bass, too.
Well, yeah, it is, absolutely.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you can't slop over stuff with that. If you make a mistake, it's really obvious on recording.
Yeah.
And I make a lot of mistakes.
Is that what you used on our recordings?
Actually, I used the Spectre because I didn't want everybody to hear my mistakes.
Now, John, you never call them mistakes. You just tell the guys, I've switched modes on you. Follow me.
What I say is I'm experimenting.
Yeah, that's right.
I never make mistakes. I always experiment.
Yeah, there you go.
I was trying to transition to the Phrygian mode. You guys follow me. I'm the bass player.
You follow me,
yeah,
exactly.
That's right.
You don't even know what it is. Just know the word, because
right.
You know nobody else is going to know.
That's right. I'll play the 1 and 3, and you guys play the 2 and 4. We'll see if we can make something happen there.
What about your equipment, Stick?
Yeah,
What's your favorite guitar?
My favorite guitar is probably the, I don't know, they're all my favorites.
Like kids?
Yeah, they're like babies, so it's like if I had to sell any one of them, I only have a handful of them, but if I had to select any one that I was going to grab.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I've got one that I named Venus that I took on tour with me a couple times that I really, really like. It's basically just a custom-made Strat that I put some Texas Special pickups in it, that's all. And then I've got, of course, my Satriani. Got to have a twang bar guitar every now and then.
Oh, yeah.
You know how guitar players are with the old meatily solos, I guess. A little Steve Vai twang going.
Meatily, wow.
Their egos and whatnot.
Yeah, and the egos. No, I sold that guitar.
Okay, what's Adam's drums of choice?
Adam's drums is actually built out of an old scrap gym floor. I'm just kidding.
That's just what it looks like. I've pieced them together over the years in my days as a custodian at the music store. For the most part, they're Ludwigs from the early 70s, but they're not as big as you would think from the 70s. Maple 20-inch kick drum, and then my Birch Toms. I've got the whole deal up on the website because I love my babies. I love my wife more though, so she should know that. But I love my drums, my Sabian cymbals.
Sabian cymbals. What drum heads you playing?
Been using the Aquarians. The Remos are just a little bit thin for me, and they tell me that I hit the drums too hard, so I break a lot of heads. So these are stronger, and you know I'm also taking medicine to help.
Well, with the Aquarians, you know, you can smack them, break them, and at least finish your set and change them at the break.
Exactly.
That's true.
They still sound the same even when they're cut in half. I don't know how they do it.
I don't know how they
do it. Would you go a week without knowing one of them was broke?
I think so.
That just sounds like a stupor to me. All right, fantastic, guys. I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up and see what we can salvage out of this.
Great. I hope you get something.
Yeah, we'll figure something out. We'll see what kind of inspiration I get. I'm going camping with my boy Friday night, and I'll be in the woods until Sunday morning, so it should be interesting.
Hey, if you see Bigfoot, tell him he needs to make it to the next gig. Yeah, Bigfoot plays cowbell for us, but
yeah.
He's very rare.
He's on sabbatical, isn't he?
All right, I'm going to go ahead and stop the interview right there. We had a lot more information, and as you could tell, we were having a good time. Therefore, our show is running a little bit long today. I just didn't know what to cut out. That was Earth Blue on the Miami Valley Music Cast. I'm going to have some more music for you in just a few minutes by Earth Blue, but I want to go into our Sfarzo String Contest announcement. I did promise that we'd tell the winner of the Sfarzo Strings, so let me play the next piece that I've produced already. My daughter helped me out with the contest. Let's find out who won Sfarzo Strings from the Miami Valley Music Cast. Okay, you ready for this?
Are you ready for this?
Is that my intro?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
So, turn it up. Are you ready for this?
You're killing me. Okay, we're going to do this.
So, I mean, okay.
Okay. All right, it's time to announce the winner of the Sfarzo Guitar String Contest. I want to thank each and every one of you that entered a submission for the contest. This was our first one, so hopefully the winner will be happy with the product, and it's a great way to introduce Sfarzo guitar strings to the marketplace. If you tried to enter after October 21st, your entry was not accepted. However, keep your eye on the website because we will be entering another contest in the month of January. I have my trusty assistant with me here. This is Crystal.
Howdy.
Howdy. That's interesting. Crystal is my daughter, and she's going to help us draw the winner of the Sfarzo strings. The winner will receive 12 sets of Sfarzo strings, and you have your choice of 10-gauge regulars, 9-gauge regular lights, which are actually 9 to 46, and then 9 to 42 light SFT screamers. So you have your choice of one of those three sets of strings. And again, you'll win a dozen sets if your name is chosen. So I have a great hat here. It says bottom feeder because I'm a bass player. So you get to draw the bottom feeder hat.
Oh, that's what that means?
That's what that means.
Oh.
Well, it has other meanings too, but we won't get into that. So you get to mix them up a little bit here.
I'm mixing. I'm pulling zippy, it zippy, out zippy. Of the hat.
What do you got?
I'm opening it up.
Opening it up. Tell us their name and what their town is.
Boo Rudy, Dayton, Ohio.
The winner is Boo Rudy of Dayton, Ohio. All right. Yay! We need some big fanfare music right there, don't we? Drum roll. That should have been before you drew the name out of the hat.
Oh.
So, Boo, I will be contacting you to find out what gauge strings you would like to have, and we'll get those... Actually, Sfarzo Guitar String Company will mail those directly to you. So congratulations to Boo. I want to thank Paul Mason from Sfarzo Strings for helping us out with this contest. He's been great to work with, and hopefully you'll take a look at the strings and see what they have to offer. You can look at Sfarzo Guitar Strings by going to my website at richpalmer.com/strings. Once again, congratulations, Boo, and thank you to everyone that entered. We had entries all over the Miami Valley, but we also had entries coming in from Florida, and I had a couple from the United Kingdom. So we want to thank each and every one of you for being a part of the contest. Stay tuned. More of the Miami Valley Music Cast coming up.
The signal has resumed. Transmission intercepted. Earth Blue communication is available.
I do want to end the show with some more music by Earth Blue, but before that, let me give you some specifics about the show. This is the Miami Valley Music Cast, and I'm Rich Palmer. To subscribe to the show, go to podcasts.richpalmer.com and look for one of the subscription links on the right-hand side. You can listen from the website if you like, and you can also download the file to your desktop computer. If you would like to send us email, we appreciate your feedback. Send it to mvmusiccast@gmail.com. And if you're a band that would like to be on the show, send your interest to podcast@richpalmer.com. Let me know your name, the band name, give me a contact name with phone number, and also a website if you have one. We'd love to have you on the show. We're specifically featuring music from the southwest portion of Ohio. If you perform here, you write here, if you live here, you probably belong on the show. We've had a good time. Now, don't forget, the artists that are on this show often are selling their music. So when you hear a band or artist on the Miami Valley Music Cast, please go to their website and find out how to purchase their music. Let's support local music in our community. I'm going to resume the music by Earth Blue. Go to earthblue.net to find out more about them. And don't forget to return next week. for the Miami Valley Music Cast.
Baby, open up the door. I know that you're crying. There ain't no use denying the life choices you made. And even though you say you're fine, I know that you're lying. Cause your tear-stained eyes give you away. And you said you'd stay right beside me through all I choose to do. Just to show you romance. Oh, and I know the grass is greener on the other side. And I will take you to paradise if you just take the chance. And I know this promise won't be broken. But living on sorrow times makes it hard to believe. Another chapter of our and what the future has in store remains to be seen. And even though we're growing older, it doesn't mean we're done. I know it seems that life is over, but baby, we've only just begun. You a better life. Everything is what I sacrifice just to show you romance. Oh, and I know the grass is greener on the other side, and I will take you to paradise. Just take the chance. sacrifice just to show you romance. Oh, and I know the grass is greener on the other side. I will take you to paradise if you just take the chance.
That's all there is?